श्री साई राम। बिलवड भगवान, वी इन्वोक योर डिवाइन प्रेजेंस एंड बेनेडिक्शन ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन ऑफ द सिल्वर जुबली सेलिब्रेशंस ऑफ द श्री सत्य साई इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ हायर मेडिकल साइंसेस प्रशांति ग्राम पुट्टपर्ती। लॉर्ड, एक्सेप्ट द लविंग प्रणाम्स ऑफ ऑल द स्टाफ ऑफ योर हॉस्पिटल। We begin the evening's program with an invocatory dance presentation by the children of the staff of the hospital. Anandam Tava Darshanam.
Ah.
Bhagwan, we now present at your lotus feet a presentation titled SSSIHMS. Shri Satya Sai is the heart of medical science, highlighting the glorious journey that your hospital has traveled over the past 25 years. Swami, this hospital is your child. You have held it by its hand during its baby steps and throughout its adolescence. We pray that you continue to guide us forever and that we may reach up to your expectations.
Professor, welcome to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. This is the central dome, our prayer hall, where we begin and end our work.
Pretty impressive structure. I've never seen a hospital with such an imposing entrance.
Yes, Professor. Our master has said that a patient walking in must feel that this is the place that can cure him. The treatment starts here itself.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. The leading experts in hospital architecture talk about the form and functionality playing a vital role in overall healthcare delivery. I have heard that this hospital ranks among the top 50 in the world. It was this unique feature that attracted me to this hospital all the way from the US.
This hospital has attracted and embraced thousands for all these years. Whether they have been patients, doctors, paramedics, technicians, volunteers, or visitors, you name them, they are all attracted.
Ganesh ji, I am Santosh. I am studying in class 10. I suffer with a hole in my heart. Ganesh ji, I hear that in this place, they not only plug the hole in the heart, but also in the mind. Please cure me, Lord.
Tathastu, Santosh.
Huh? Who said that? Where did that voice come from?
Who else, my child? You prayed to me, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I mean, first time, God is speaking to me. Till now, only I had spoken to Him. Ganesh ji, I'm so happy to speak to you.
Beta, I speak to all those who come here. Only those who desire to hear me can do so. In fact, I have been speaking for the past 25 years right here, in this magnificent home that my father and mother have given me.
Your father, meaning Shankar Bhagwan and Shakti Ma?
Yes, Santosh. Mine and everyone's parents. Sai, Baba, the Divine Mother and Father.
Sai Baba. Yes, our Divine Mother and Father.
Pranams, Ganesh ji. It already feels so wonderful to be here. But I too have a complaint to offer to you. May I please?
Sure, Professor. What is that?
I haven't had the chance to see Sai Baba. I have been deprived of his darshan.
Professor, you can see him. Close your eyes and peep into your heart. He's right there, smiling at you. Open your eyes and see him in everyone around. That is how I see and talk to him every day.
That is so difficult. Ganesh ji, you must have seen him here physically many times, right?
Yes, Santosh. Many times. As I told you, he was the one who installed me here.
When was that, Ganesh ji?
Ah, what a momentous day. It was 23rd November 1990, his 65th birthday. In his divine discourse that morning, he poured his heart out.
ఏ విద్యాలయం నిర్మించిన వ్యాపారం 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 కానీ ఉచితంగా బీదలను చూచి కరుణించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి కనిపించటం లేదు. కనుక పల్లలు ఎందే ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన యొక్క శక్తిని అభివృద్ధి పరచాలని చెప్పిన సంకల్పించుకొని 100 కోట్ల వ్యయం చేత మన ప్రశాంతి నియమందు ఒక విధమైన వైద్యాలయం స్థాపించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాము. జబ్బు వస్తే కొన్ని లక్షలు వ్యయం చేసి అమెరికాకు వెళుతున్నారు. వారిని చూసేటువంటి వారెవరు? పట్టణానికి వెళితే కలర్ నీళ్లైనా వాళ్ళ ముఖాన్ని కొట్టరు. అలాంటి దురవస్థను గుర్తించి మనము ఇక్కడ ఒక పెద్ద వైద్యాలయాన్ని నిర్మించాము. బైపాస్ సర్జరీ కానీ లేక కిడ్నీ మార్చడం కానీ లంగ్స్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ బ్రెయిన్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ అన్ని ఉచితంగానే. ప్రారంభోత్సవం కూడాను అప్పుడే నిర్ణయించుకుందాం. 91 నవంబర్ 22 ఇది ప్రారంభోత్సవం చేస్తాం.
What a thundering discourse. What a declaration. After the discourse, he sent word for me and asked me to get ready.
Professor Keith Critchlow from the Prince of Wales School of Architecture in London was chosen for the task. He mentioned to Swami that they should perform a Mandala Puja before the Bhumi Puja. He believed that only if an eagle hovered over the land during the puja would the ritual be complete. That day, as he performed the Mandala Puja, not one but five Garudas were hovering over the land. Swami told him, "You asked for one. I sent you five. Are you satisfied?" The Bhumi Puja followed, but construction didn't follow for the next 5 months. Swami began to put together a team of reputed doctors from India and abroad. Professor Critchlow confessed that while he thought of many designs, the inspiration for this design came from Swami himself. Construction was given to Larsen and Toubro, and the plans were finalized by end of April 1991. Construction started in May 1991, with exactly 6 months to go for the inauguration. Nearly 2,000 dedicated souls worked around the clock in shifts. Swami visited the site almost every day, clarifying, inspiring and imbuing each and every one. With every passing week and month, the construction was reaching frenetic pace. What was looking impossible a few months ago was becoming a reality. Meanwhile, a major international effort was set in motion to source and install the most modern equipment. Only 3 days were left for the inauguration, and Dr. A.N. Safaya, who was the chairman of the international committee, was in deep distress.
The hospital was to be inaugurated on 22nd, and so 2 days before I came, I gave up, and I fell down on my bed at about 12 o'clock in the night. I said I cannot go any further because the hospital will not be ready to be inaugurated and operations have to be done. The conditions are not sterile. Scientifically, we are not ready. So I have failed my master, I told my wife, and I started weeping.
When man gives up, God takes over. The infinite power of Sai began to overcome every impossibility. Equipment worth crores were transported from Chennai to Puttaparthi with only divine insurance backing it. The Dutch engineers who had arrived for the installation of the machinery were amazed to discover that not a single machine or piece of equipment was damaged. Dr. Venugopal, who was chosen by Bhagwan to lead the healthcare effort in the field of cardiac surgery, caps his experience in the following words.
Initially, we ran into many roadblocks, but the end of every road stood Swami, and he made the impossible possible. We could approach him on all matters, big or small, and he would patiently listen and sort it out. His involvement was amazing. He got to the bottom of each and every aspect, from medical process to equipment and training to principles and guidelines. While material was one thing, where could we get trained and capable manpower? Swami identified students from Sai Institute, MBA, postgraduates, undergraduates, and they were trained to be proficient perfusionists, technicians, nurses, and hospital assistants. Swami was a doctor, midwife, and a mother, all rolled into one when it came to delivering his precious baby in the hospital.
Within 6 months, the barren lands of Puttaparthi transformed into a sprawling edifice of form and functionality, where stood the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences on the day of inauguration. The then Prime Minister of India, Sri P.V. Narasimha Rao, had been invited to inaugurate the hospital. As he landed at the Sri Satya Sai Airport, he got an aerial view of the hospital, which resembles the open arms of Bhagwan, embracing all into his fold. Among Vedic chantings, Swami and the Prime Minister walked over, and on 22nd November 1991, as he opened the doors, I waited with bated breath as he blew life into me and several millions that were to come here. The next day, he went on to make a thrilling declaration.
మూడు గంటల లోపల నాలుగు పెద్ద ఆపరేషన్ అంతా జరిగాయి. ఒకటి చాలా కాంప్లికేటెడ్ ఆపరేషన్, ఆ హార్ట్ లోపల రంధ్రం ఉంటుండాలి. అలాంటి ఆపరేషన్ కూడా సక్సెస్ అయిపోయింది, అందరూ క్షేమంగా.
వావ్! Anyone who hears the story of even the beginning of this hospital will be blown away.
That's true, Professor. I was there 25 years ago when it all began. Of course, along with Ganeshji. Even though it started miraculously, you know, I must confess that when I came here, I wasn't very sure about whether this Swami's project was going to take off. This was a fundamental change in the very perspective of delivering healthcare. Everywhere else, the central fulcrum of healthcare delivery is a monetary consideration.
That is so true, doctor. Everywhere else I have gone, my treatment is based on my pocket rather than my heart. You know, when I was admitted for a few days into a leading hospital for treatment, every morning the doctor would come and would inquire about my welfare in a very friendly manner. I was very touched by the friendliness of the doctor until the bill came. I and my parents were shocked to see that in that hefty bill, consisting of all various fees such as consultation, lab, medicine, etc., there was one line in the bill called doctor's visit fees, which meant that the doctor's morning visit inquiring about my welfare was something the doctor was charging me for.
Unfortunately, Santosh, there is very little care left in healthcare, and whatever is there is charged for handsomely. The medical profession was always known for sacrifice, service and sensitivity, but today it has become a complicated web of selfishness and deception, a web in which the poor patient is caught. Here is a typical scenario of what happens to a patient.
Registration over?
Over, sir.
Okay, since when you told you had the pain?
Sir, from 2 days.
How many days?
2 days, sir.
And you are coming now? Do people think you can visit doctor anytime you want and then he will cure by magic? Are you magicians or doctors? Very irresponsible.
Sir, actually we were out of session for the past few days.
Otherwise we are...
Okay, okay. Get this blood test, urine test, and x-ray.
Sir.
And all the investigation then come back to me.
Sir, I want to show you where the pain is. Is it muscle or nerve?
Hello. Are you a doctor? I am a doctor. I know where the pain is coming from. To confirm that only I am doing all these tests. Understood?
Okay, sir.
Get all the investigations and then go back to me. Do you know Aarogya Diagnostics?
Aarogya Diagnostics?
Yeah, I want all the tests to be done in Aarogya Diagnostics.
Can you go for any other lab?
No. I want it in Aarogya Diagnostics. They do the best tests in this lab. Hey, Manish.
Hello, sir.
Sending you the patient. 30% of the tail, na?
Sir, aajkal reagents pura bad gaya sir rate. We'll make it 20%, sir.
Hello, boss. The nearer diagnostic is giving me 30%. If you don't want patient, I'm sending directly to them.
Sir, we are working since 10 years, sir. I'll make you 30% only for you, sir. Deal, sir. Okay, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Our company has come up with a brand new ointment for giant cancer inflammation, sir. We kindly need your support.
Mister, your company is very aggressive in this new product releases. Highly puts pressure on us to sell.
Sir, but this one is really good, sir. 100% positive results. And tests are also showing that it is working really well.
Keep it there, let me see what I can do.
Sir, you are very important to us and for all your cooperation since past few years, our company is sponsoring you exotic vacation to your favorite destination.
Hey, this is not required. I'm just doing my job.
Sir, we know how to...
I like your company.
We know how to take care of customers, sir. We are best in this business since 60 years.
Good. See, your company is learning. They know how to keep the customers happy. Don't worry about lab, patients or anything. Keep doctors happy. Understood?
Okay, sir. I will remember your address. Have a nice day, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Shubhas. How are you?
Okay, sir. Past 24 hours, the pain has increased.
Is it? Here we go. You apply this ointment on the affected knee copiously. Your pain will settle. Your report looks fine.
Oh, the face, sir.
I have patience, sir. Only your blood tests are fine, but you have a slight issue. You have something called the chondromalacia of the right patella. I recommend two options for you. One, you can do physiotherapy for 3 weeks. You will be alright 90%. Another option is doing surgery, minor surgery. Will be already 90% within 1 week to 10 days.
Surgery? But sir, you said everything was fine.
Look, I called Dr. Shastri also. He's an expert in this field. Look, Dr. Shastri has come. Come on, doctor. Welcome. How are you?
Dr. Murthy, how are you?
Yeah, very fine. The same patient which I was discussing yesterday over the phone.
Yeah.
You look at the x-ray. What do you think? Yes. No. But you remember the last case? We neglected this and then finally ended up in the erosion of the cartilage and ended up in a knee replacement.
Knee replacement?
That is also there. Mr. Subhash, can you give us 2 minutes?
Okay, sure, sir.
Dr. Murthy, I don't think surgery is required at all.
No, Shastri. What is the problem if he can afford it? I know Mr. Shubhas. He works for a big multinational company. He has enough.
But then, what more, Shastri? Have you forgotten how much we have to spend to get here? And this setup, even after 12 years, I am paying my education here. I do have a heart, Shastri. But this girl, better.
That's true.
My condition is also similar. But I always wanted to live up to the oath which we took up as doctor.
is good. Let's not allow us.
Okay.
Let us recommend them as well.
Hey, Vedanna.
Yes, sir.
How is the patient?
Which patient, sir?
Subhash patient.
Subhash patient, yes. Mr. Subhash?
Mr. Subhash, after much discussion, we have come to a conclusion that in your best interest, we would like to offer a surgery for you.
Don't worry, you will be fine and running in few days.
Subhash, you have insurance, right?
Yes, I have insurance, sir.
Then it should not be a problem. I have done such cases, many cases. It should take me less than an hour. You get admitted with us the previous day. You will get some test back. Next day morning, I will do surgery. Evening, you can go home. You will be taken care of.
Yes, sir. Let me speak to my sister and get that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Come. Hello.
Dr. Murthy?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is from Young Life Insurance. I'm calling regarding Monroe, Malaysia, for your patient, Mr. Subhash.
Yes, that's right. But we have done all the tests as per the protocol. Have we submitted all the reports to you?
Yeah, I see them, Dr. Murthy. But you see, we have our work to do and we have yours. So let me not waste more time of yours and get down straight to the day. You understand?
Thought so. Go ahead.
Right. Let me tell you. Policy is we'll be covering only the operation charges and consumables, and that should not be more than 40% of the total invoice amount. This is our policy. You understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Fine. The thing is, you can label all other costs whichever you want. Is it understood? You get it?
Yes.
Well, well, doctor. For this, you'll receive your usual commission. Christmas is on the corner. I wish you a happy festive season.
Wish you the same. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Is it really like this out there? Oh, come on, Professor. Not all of us are really like that. Oh, Dr. Parthasarathy, so nice to see you here. I didn't mean you at all. What I described was a very typical scenario, Santosh. Most doctors are good human beings. You see, initial circumstances drives one into recovering the money already spent. But subsequently, that focus transforms into an insatiable appetite for wealth.
That's true. And such an insatiable appetite results in deficiency of values. What remains is a dreary, barren heartburn, bereft of the flowing love and nourishing compassion.
It is in this dreary desert state that the Lord has created an oasis. The oasis of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, where each and every one comes and experiences the true spirit of medicine and its beneficial consequences. By one magic swish of the divine revolution, Swami surgically removed the one element that is the real pain in the flesh. Cost.
Just like he drank the hala hala back in the Krita age so that the Sagar Manthan could go on, Swami simply absorbed that poison of monetary consideration that comes between disease and its cure.
Oh, what a wonderful analogy, Ganeshji. Santosh, he is the hala hala dhari. By absorbing that one poisonous element, he gifted us a model to sanitize the insanity that had vitiated the atmosphere. In this reinvigorated atmosphere, all of us, the doctor, surgeon, pharmacist, technician, nurse, all are able to breathe free of encumbrances and focus on the only thing that matters, health of the patient.
Wow! What a marvelous system Swami has created. But I guess only God can do it.
No, Santosh. This is what I have heard from everyone who has visited this place. Only God can do it. In fact, In the beginning, they were not even ready to believe that even God can do it. Isn't it, Dr. Rao?
Absolutely. I remember those days when several teams would visit. And after an awe-inspiring round, some of them, who were very circumspect, told us, Baba has done a miracle. And I really hope that this institution continues for as many years as possible.
As if somehow Baba had pulled off a miracle, but eventually his power won't be sufficient to run this institution on.
Those early critics didn't realize that the one who has created the universe and sustains it also knows a thing or two about creating and sustaining a hospital.
On a serious note, children, the building blocks of this universe and this hospital are the same, and that is pure, unsullied love and compassion. And he showed us that these building blocks are usually like small bricks that build the strongest edifice. I know of many such little bricks. One evening, Swami came out on the portico with an envelope in his hand. With a proud smile, he pulled out a 100-rupee note and flashed it to all who were present. Doctor, do you know this?
Yes, Ganeshji. It brought tears to all our eyes. A schoolboy had washed his clothes himself for 4 months, and the amount thus saved, he had offered to Swami. Swami showed that note to all and declared, to me, this amount is equivalent to millions.
This edifice has been built with thousands of such petal offerings at his lotus feet.
Oh, how special is this love between him and his own. How special is his love.
Can say today. So true. His love is so special that it draws everyone close to him. This song took me down the memory lane, and in a flash, I relived the past 25 years.
Ganeshji, take us along with you, please.
Doctors, why don't you both take them around this magnificent building? Let them see the departments. Meet our doctors and listen to them. I'm sure they too will get a chance to relive these past 25 years.
Sure, Ganesh ji. Come with me. You know, every day, week, month and year in this hospital has been eventful. Every tile and table here has a story to tell.
Let me take you to where it all began, the department of cardiac sciences. And even as we reach there, Professor, let me ask you a question. How many outpatients do you think this department has seen over the past 25 years?
Let me make a rough guess. 20 patients per day into 300 days a year, that's 6,000. Into 25 years, about 1.5 lakh patients.
Good estimation, Professor. But you see, this is man's estimation. His plans are different. This department has seen more than 11 lakh patients.
Are you serious, Doctor? 11 lakh? That's incredible.
11 lakh? Are there those many people with heart diseases?
Yes, Santosh. Unfortunately, the number is many times over, and most of those people have absolutely no financial means to get treated.
With so many people, you must be focusing on a few types of heart diseases, isn't it?
Why don't you ask the HOD herself?
It is very true, because we do not cater only to pediatric cardiac surgery or only adult cardiac surgery or only valves or only bypasses. We are catering to the entire spectrum. We do congenital cardiac surgery. In fact, the pediatric cardiac surgery comprises around 50% of our cardiac output. How the department has grown is truly and truly his blessings. A lot of visiting surgeons came and went. And you know what were the impressions? When they would walk into my ICU, in the first bed they will find a very tiny toddler, 2-month-old or 3-month-old. And as he will walk down, he will find a slowly grown-up child in whom some complex cardiac surgery has been performed. Then as he walks down, he'll find a little adolescent child. And as he goes still further, he'll find an adult. And as he reaches towards the end of the ICU, he'll find an old man in whom a bypass has been performed. So one day, he could not contain himself. He's saying, "My God, I'm seeing the entire spectrum of cardiac surgery in this small ICU."
So, how many operations have been conducted so far, Doctor?
This department has performed around 45,000 cardiac cath procedures and operated on more than 26,000 patients. But more importantly, there are several firsts that this department has achieved.
Mind you, 1999, we were one of the few first centers in India performing closed heart surgeries as an off-pump surgery and doing more than 4 or 5 grafts off-pump. That's a record that the first 100 cases which were off-pump never went on bypass. We have lot of our first to our credits. We are one of the first in aorta RA tunnels. We have the maximum minimum number of cases in the world. So far only 8 cases have been reported. We have more than 20 cases. We have a category called rupture sinus of Valsalva aneurysms. We have done maximum number of surgeries in that. As far as the tumors are concerned, we have the maximum number. Like that way, we have a lot of things which are getting published also. We are publishing all this in the international journals.
And all this without any advertisement? Elsewhere, even 10 free surgeries, and there will be so much tom-tomming about it. I'm sure there must be a long waiting list. How do you decide if a person needs immediate surgery or he can wait?
For this also, Bhagwan gave us an answer in one of our interviews where he had called us for the interview, the doctors. We had asked Bhagwan that, Bhagwan, when we see somebody who is in real, he's suffering a lot and needs to bypass the waiting list, what do we do? Bhagwan gave very, very, very beautiful answer. He said, you know something, when something is staring at you, you should take care of that immediately. Something which is there out of your sight, it is there, but you are not seeing it. So try to give relief to something which is staring at you. Yes, at the same time, you cannot ignore the person who is out of your sight.
What a clear-cut instruction from Swami. Has Swami physically come here?
Many times, Santosh. Let's hear from Dr. Parvati Iyer about her experiences.
I started working in the intensive care unit. Intensive care is my profession. And during those early days, I was privileged to witness many, many heartwarming miracles. There was a desperately ill child in the intensive care unit, and we kept wondering what would happen to this baby. Swami made a surprise round into the intensive care unit. All he did was put his hand on the baby's head, and in the next couple of days, there was a remarkable, I will say, miraculous recovery of the baby. A few years later, the surgical team was operating here on a very complicated little baby. The baby began to bleed in the operating theater. The bleeding would not stop at all. It was late night. None of us had eaten, and we were all restless, wondering when would this bleeding stop. Suddenly, Swami came. He said, "What's the matter?" We said, "The baby's bleeding." He said, "Don't worry. Have faith." Amazingly, within the next few minutes, the bleeding stopped. The baby could be transferred to the intensive care unit and again went on to recover.
Mind you, Swami doesn't need to come here physically, as Dr. Neelam narrates a beautiful incident.
There was a blue boy. He was a 5-year-old child, but he was only weighing 8 kilos. This child had undergone a complex cardiac surgery. He was a blue baby. And surgery went off well. He was off the ventilator. But he was collecting his fluid in the lung cavity. You know, we call it pleural cavity, what we call pleural effusion. That drainage of fluid was not stopping. Because of this, I cannot remove his chest tubes and I cannot send him home. Few days went by. With all my best efforts, I could not bring a solution to this. Bhagwan would many times come in the darshan line and inquire about the patients. He would inquire about the surgeries which we perform. He would ask me how many cases today. He would tell me how are the patients doing. I told Bhagwan, this child is otherwise very fine. This child of 5-year-old, 8 kilos. So Bhagwan was surprised. Only 8 kilos, I said, yes, Swami. He is doing well otherwise, but for his fluid which is accumulating around his lungs. Bhagwan, in his full compassion, immediately materialized Vibhuti and gave it to me. And you can understand, lo and behold, child went home. This child was, you know, I had seen him only being carried by his mother. He could not walk. He was such a frail little thing. After 3 months, I see one boy. We have a vast, nice, lovely corridor. I saw one child from far running towards me. I'm wondering, who is this child? I'm trying to recollect. And then I saw behind him another adult lady. I mean, and then I recognized that this is the same mother of the child whom I had operated 3 months back. And this child had put on weight. He was laughing, smiling and running. I mean, this is the best reward I can get as a cardiac surgeon.
Touching.
There is only so much that the doctors and surgeons can do. Beyond that, it is just His grace. Listening to these anecdotes, I realized one thing. Swami paid so much attention to every doctor and patient, isn't it?
You are absolutely right, Professor. That's been Swami's unique quality, if I can say so. His attention to detail, His sensitivity to everything and everyone. Dr. Iyer, the head of the Department of Cardiology, has been here from the very beginning, and he tells us an incident that made an indelible impact on his life.
What happened was, we had come and most of us from outside, and we came there, and as I told you, this was an oasis in the desert. You saw such a big, huge palace-like hospital. Surrounding the hospital, there was not even a tea shop where you could go and have a cup of tea. And we come here and we sit here waiting for the interviewers to come. And then we are given the news that Bhagwan has arrived. So that for me was the first exposure of Bhagwan at Kudapati. And he comes, he meets each one of us individually, asks our name. And when it came to my turn and I told my name, he started conversing with me in Tamil. So that was the second bonus. In the sense that I could get the reassurance that I could converse with Bhagwan in my mother tongue. And then he made us comfortable. And the biggest indelible impression was, he apologized to all of us who had come for the interview, telling that the interview is going to be late, because one of the persons who is coming, traveling from Bangalore airport to Puttaparthi, the plane got delayed. So because of that, there will be delay in the start of interview, and Bhagwan apologizing to us. Imagine.
The Lord of the universe was apologizing? So much to learn from Swami's life.
What a lesson in humility. Yes, today these two departments have become premier in their fields.
In 1994, our institute was recognized by Diplomat of National Board, and we had the capability of training students to get specialized in cardiac surgery. It was a proud moment once again for all of us, because now we would have students. So our institute, which is verily called Sri Sathisai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, would be also concentrating on teaching and on the academics. As far as the infrastructure is concerned, as far as the equipments are concerned, you name it and we have everything.
I get exposed to the that time state-of-the-art echo machine. Not one, but two cath labs. One is a biplane, one is a monoplane. I don't think you'll get anywhere in this country a CCU which is so spacious, with excellent monitoring. We have not one, but two echo machines dedicated to our CCU. We have our own portable X-ray unit. We have the digital ECG in the CCU. We have our own standalone ventilators for our patients. All the 15 beds are having facility for monitoring and ventilation. What more luxury can you expect?
Wow! Never even heard of these words before. Am I going to get operated here?
Yes, Santosh. Under expert hands of doctors and watchful eyes of Swami.
Ever since, several departments have been added to these two. Department of Urology was started by none other than Dr. Bhatt, considered father of urology in India and a very dear devotee of Swami. To date, that department has seen over 10 lakh patients, conducted over 70,000 surgeries, and over 10,000 cases of lithotripsy.
In November 1994, the Department of Ophthalmology was inaugurated by Swami. Let's meet Dr. Anuj, who will share with us the vision of the department.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Till date, we have done more than 66,000 surgeries. The spectrum of surgeries in the department includes retinal surgeries, glaucoma surgeries, pediatric patients, oculoplasty, cataract. We have the state-of-the-art instruments in the hospital department. We have the best surgical microscope, Lumera I. We have the best operating machines, Constellation, Infinity. Another important
important aspect is this is the only hospital in the whole vicinity of about 100 kilometers which gives surgical care. So the poor patients, surrounding patients have all this place to come and get treated. The hospital has the combination of both the philosophies of Bhagwan, free educare and free healthcare. We have residents, doctors training here without paying any fees, and we have the patients getting treated who don't have to bother about paying any bills of the hospital. Till date, the department has trained about 45 residents. We have a very good 100% passing rate of all our residents. The uniqueness of the department is, in addition to the regular staff working here, we have a lot of visiting people coming from all over the globe to render their services, help us in academics and operating the patients. In the hospital, we have a philosophy, Sai is the surgeon, and we all firmly believe in that. He is the one who takes care of the patients. It's only he who cures the patient. We are only doing our part.
And then, in November 1997, the Department of Plastic Surgery commenced. Let us listen to Dr. Raghav Reddy, one of the senior-most members of the hospital. He always has something interesting to tell us.
More than 6,000 cases have been performed in this hospital by the grace of Bhagwan. In my experience as a plastic surgeon, when I worked in various hospitals, I did not see the type of recovery which I saw here. Most of the cases which we have performed went within the time schedule of healing, and none of them had infection. Most of the cases were 100% skin uptake. There was no need to do second procedures or a subsequent operation. Doing the same thing is not speed in surgery. In Swami's hospitals, dawa ke saath dua bhi milta hai.
Sir, is there any department where the numbers are in hundreds? Everything is in thousands.
What impressed me the most about what Dr. Reddy said was that there hasn't been a single case of postoperative complication and hardly any infection. That definitely cannot be mere coincidence.
Professor, in this hospital, we believe that there is no coincidence. There is only Sai incidence. And now, we come to the latest of the departments, the Department of Orthopedics. It commenced in July 2006. It's the youngest surgical department and action-packed because it caters to all kinds of accidents and trauma. Let us meet the head of the department, Dr. Prakash, who will share with us what this department has been tinkering around with.
Om Shri Sai Ram. The conception of this department had significant contributions from Dr. Varadachari, the ex-chairman, Dr. Sundresh, the present chairman, Dr. Safaya, Dr. Nayanthanath Reddy, Dr. Kailas Rao, our first HOD, and Mr. Vishwanathan. To begin with, the Department of Orthopedics was catering to mainly trauma services. But subsequently, over the next 10 years, there was an immense growth in the department, eventually including most of the subspecialties of orthopedics, namely joint replacement surgeries, sports medicine and arthroscopy, pediatric orthopedics, spine surgeries, Eleutherov surgeries, deformity corrections, bone and joint infections, benign tumors and many more. In sports medicine and arthroscopy, we are one of the few institutes doing arthroscopy of all the joints, namely knee, ankle, hip, shoulder, elbow, wrist. So much so that we have also started a 6 weeks of hands-on training program in sports medicine and arthroscopy. We also do an Eleutherov method of treatment for limb lengthening and deformity correction, which is done in few institutes in India. We have a very active TNB program here, and we also have advanced research projects in collaboration with Sri Satya Institute of Higher Learning. In one of these research projects, which is approved by Clinical Trial Registry of India, we did a successful indigenous cartilage replacement surgery in a young patient with a cartilage defect in knee joint. That means we have a cell culture laboratory within the hospital premises, which is a rarity. We also have a dry bone lab designed for resident and fellow teaching. We see Swami in every patient. Swami is always there, guiding us, helping us, and blessing us. Jai Sai Ram.
In a short span of a decade, it has already seen about 3 lakh outpatients and conducted over 15,000 complex surgeries. Some of the leading orthopedic surgeons from around the country and the world have visited this department for international conferences, where they have conducted workshops and trained our surgeons in the latest techniques.
These stats are simply mind-boggling. And the kind of cutting-edge research happening is simply awe-inspiring. And you know,
hang on, Professor. I would request you to reserve your comments till the very end. Because now we are taking you to those departments whose services are ubiquitous to every department. First is the diagnostic laboratories. Here, let us meet Dr. Sandhya Ramachandran, the head of the department. She has been with the institution from its very early years.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We are at par with the best in the world. We are into telepathology. We are into teleconsults. We have, you know, quite sophisticated tests like immunochemistry and QBC and other things. So it's not that we compromise on the quality of care. Everything in this hospital is need-based. In this hospital, because we know that the donor's money is sacrosanct, and this we have heard from Swami, we as custodians or being part of this organization are entrusted with this responsibility of spending that money, that sacred money, in absolutely the right way. Some of the high-end equipments that we have is a 5-part differential counter, XS800i, a QBC system for fluorescent diagnosis of malarial parasite and other blood parasites, which is far more superior to the conventional card methods used in many places now. Then we have Cobas E411, then AU400 in biochemistry, and we have Vitek and Bacti Alert for blood culture and sensitivity in microbiology, and an Evolus machine for doing special serology. These are just some of the equipments that we have.
Do you mean to say that all of this is absolutely free? No charges of any nature?
Professor, did you see any billing counter anywhere?
This is truly unbelievable. But what about the wards and dietary? At least they can be charged for, right? I mean, let the patient know what he or she is getting.
Professor, Swami was asked the same thing. You know what his reply was? He said, when a mother puts food at the table for her family, does she put a bill along saying that this is the cost or price of the food?
In fact, far from charging, Swami would ensure that absolutely no compromises are made on the diet of the patients. Let us meet Sister Indumati. She has been a recipient of several of Swami's instructions over all these years.
So Swami, you know, in every small thing he used to take care. He used to come to the hospital very often, and then he used to ask us about the patient's food every time. Morning, what breakfast did you give the patient? What lunch are you going to give? What is your dinner meant for the day? And, you know, what vegetables are we using? Where are we getting it? How are we cooking it? And, you know, so much so that he used to say, sometimes he used to give us instructions. We all are using too much tomatoes. For the diabetics, the food should be like this. And the most important thing was he used to check the cleanliness of the department, whether it's all spotlessly clean. Because beginning only he had given us the instruction that dietary department with white tiles that keep it spotlessly clean. So that was like kind of like our life's mission. Is to be always, you know, anything falls down, always try to maintain it at that, because that was the divine command. We usually serve a plate every day. Whenever we, after we finish cooking, we serve a plate for Swami, and all of us chant Sai Gayatri, Brahmarpanam. It's given as prasadam to the patients. And one of the most memorable and cherished moments of my life was once when Swami had visited the department. I said, Swami, are you happy with the work that we are doing? And Swami, in all his love and benevolence, he said, I'm very happy, very happy. So that was the Lord of the universe here telling us directly that we were able to please him with our work. What more can we ask for? That was our fulfillment of our life.
Baap re, this is a kitchen? So spick and span. Can't believe that over 200 people's food is prepared and served here 5 times a day.
Not only is the food nutritious, prepared in clean ambience, but a prayer is chanted before serving. I guess it energizes the diet at a different level.
That's right, Professor. The sitel is as important as the gross. Everything about Swami's healthcare delivery caters to well-being at all the levels of human existence. The body, mind, and soul. That's what ensures holistic development of the person.
That is that part of the body that no MRI or CT scan can detect or diagnose. That part can only be nourished with food. Talking about MRI and CT, here we are at the Department of Radiology. This is inarguably the most advanced radiology department of its kind, with state-of-art equipment. The kind of studies performed on the MRI installed here are done only in a handful of centers in India.
In addition, we have a high-end digital fluoroscopy, colored Doppler ultrasound, and a CT scanner. I think it is better that we hear directly from Dr. C.K. Reddy, the head of the Department of Radiology.
I came to this hospital in the year 1994 as an additional senior consultant. So we used to do varium meals and IVPs in those days. Subsequently, what happened in 1995, we requested Bhagavan Baba and he granted the Somatoma Plus 4, the spiral CT scan in India, and Bhagavan Baba himself came and inaugurated this equipment. We got one Logic 400D and also HD11 Philips, and now we are having MRI 32 channel, 1.5 Tesla, also HD750 CT scanner. Because of gemstone technology, here we can reduce the radiation to the patient. I pray Bhagavan Baba for his continuous showering of his love, not only on our patients and our department, and also our staff. Jai Sai Ram.
The unique feature of the department is that it is totally filmless.
I didn't understand anything of what Dr. Reddy sir said. So technical and hi-fi. Don't worry, Santosh. Many of us also don't understand most of these technical things. All you need to know is that whatever is needed for the patient to get better is available here and absolutely free. Do you know each of these tests cost thousands of rupees anywhere else?
That's what baffles me. Do these patients even know what they're getting? I mean, Professor, that's where we make a mistake. Swami doesn't want them to know what they're getting. He wants us to know what an opportunity we are getting. Many times, I feel that more than the patients, Swami started this hospital for us doctors to taste the true spirit of medicine. Do you remember, as little kids, we would freely distribute toffees to our friends? From where did we get that freedom to share? It was the reassurance of our parents that gave us the confidence that they would provide us with whatever we wanted. Swami gives us that reassurance here to go all out for the benefit of the aggrieved. That's the reason he's a divine mother and father.
Swami says, it is our parents who bless us with this body, food and blood. And hence, we should be eternally grateful to them. One department which the hospital is eternally grateful to is our blood bank, the bank of liquid love. I can say one thing very confidently, our blood bank has never let us down. Whatever we doctors require, even the rare groups is always available with them. Let us hear from the chief of blood bank how their team is running it so successfully.
Saira, the blood bank set up here in the hospital serves patients both in super specialty hospital as well as general hospital. It has catered to over 1 lakh of surgeries both here and general hospitals. These surgeries include not only cardiac but also orthopedic, urology, as well as those patients who come here suffering from dengue. And most amazingly, which even NACO is trying very hard at present to achieve, that is voluntary donations across India. But Baba's foresight is such that ever since its inception, all of these donations have been primarily voluntary. They come over from devotees, sevadals and other institutions of Baba, and not the least, the students who are ever ready to jump in at any time of the day and night to help out. And I have worked outside and I used to wonder how blood bank in a remote place is working on such a basis, because there even the relatives of the patients would think 10 times before donating. But here I find that sometimes we have to really tell them that we don't need at present. We call them and we have to note down the numbers, and they are so willingly coming and donating, and I just see that Baba's love flowing through them. And secondly, the patient here gets selflessly donated blood. So they are getting it free, and I do believe that persons who are donating with love in their heart, that blood is more charged, but this is something which they have donated out of their love for Baba and humanity, and I believe that should be carried out not only in Puttaparthi but across India.
I have seen many blood banks outside who unfortunately struggle to have blood in spite of paying the donors. I cannot but help be in utmost awe as I witness what Swami has created here. One other thing that I notice is that none of the outpatients have any sort of file or paper in their hands. I'm sure there is something that I am missing.
That's a keen eye you have there, Professor. You know, you mentioned that this hospital is in the top 50 in form and functionality, right? It is now also one of the most advanced in terms of information technology. In the 7 levels of IT enablement in healthcare, where 7 is the highest and 1 the lowest, our institution is at level 6, a feat achieved only by the very best in the country.
Let us in fact listen to Brother Kannan
an alumnus of Swami's Institute, who is now the head of the IT department in the hospital.
I remember in the cardiology opening, we had a small room, computer center, where we assembled all the computers and distributed in the hospital and used them. So from that time up to nearly 10 years, 2001, me and my team deployed the software as well as the computers in the hospital and took care of the hospital management system. Later on in the year 2007, everything was centralized. We have data in the hospital system right from 1991. Every patient's record is available with us, both in typed form as well as scanned form. Now we are nearly a paperless hospital, except for requirements which are specific legal requirements for which paper has to be used. So our stride for perfection is propelled by Bhagwan's perfection himself.
Firstly, the patients who visit the hospital don't have to bother about carrying anything or worry about forgetting any document. Secondly, the doctors are able to place orders for lab tests or x-ray at the click of a button. They are able to check medical history of a patient dating back all the way to 1991. Thirdly, we save a whole lot of space which otherwise would have been used for storing the lakhs of patient records. And lastly, we are able to do our bit in conserving paper and contributing to a greener environment.
That, I must say, is really impressive. I'm sure this also results in substantial long-term savings. To embrace technology, being a charitable hospital is a very smart thing to do. Not many others think of it this way.
Sir, who are these people wearing something around their neck? They seem to be everywhere.
Oh, you mean those wearing scarves? What to tell you about them? Swami opens our eyes in so many different ways. You know, Santosh, this hospital is not just about the doctors, equipment and paramedic staff. One of the pillars of this hospital are these angels. That's what we call them. These volunteers come from all over the country to render service in all the various departments, right from the dietary or laundry to ICU or the labs. The cleanliness and orderliness in the hospital is maintained by them. They touch our lives and are in turn touched by their stay here. That's what brings them back again and again.
The learning here is almost unending. That's another very unique aspect of this hospital. To have such a dedicated force which is voluntary, this is probably unheard of elsewhere. I wish to speak to a few of them. May I?
Oh, sure. Most definitely.
So, what brings you to this hospital to serve? An interesting perspective. Can you share your experience after coming here?
मंदिरों को बनाया गया, किसी अवतार में गौरव बनाया गया। इस समय स्वामी हम सेवा दलों को चुन चुन के बुला रहे हैं। ये धरती पर जनसंख्या बहुत है, लेकिन कुछ कारण है जिसकी वजह से या तो हमारे पूर्व जन्मों के कर्म रहे हो या हमारे पूर्वजों का, जिस वजह से हम लोग इस धरती पर आ रहे हैं और मुझे ये सेवा करने का मौका मिला। और जैसे जिस दिन से मेरी सेवा शुरू हुई स्वामी आना जाना हुआ स्वामी मुझे विश्वास पड़ा उसी दिन से लगा जैसे कहते हैं स्वामी ने कहा कि तुम क्यों डरते हो जब मैं तुम्हारे साथ मिट्टी सरकार को मैं बच्चे को लेकर एक्सीडेंट में मैं अपने को संभाल लिया था कि मेरे बच्चे मरने जा रहा हूँ सामने हम लोग मर रहे थे लेकिन पता नहीं कहाँ से समझो पांच मिनट के अंदर मैं सोचने लगा कि यदि मैं मर गया तो मेरी प्रशांति इस बार छूट जाएगी अब मैं रह गया तो मेरे साथ जितने लोगों का टिकट बना है जिन लोगों को मैं ले जा रहा हूँ वो भी नहीं जाएंगे और प्रशांति में जो हमारे ऊपर लोग भरोसा किया उन लोगों की क्या दशा हो और संयोग ये देखिए पांच मिनट के अंदर पता नहीं कैसी हवा भरी या क्या हुआ वो टेम्पो उलट के कहीं दूसरे दिशा में गिर गया और ये स्वामी की महिमा नहीं होती तो दिन में सब कुशल बचा नहीं स्वामी से कई प्रार्थना है कि सरकार सेवा से वंचित मत कीजिएगा.
How do you feel when you come here? Result in joy unbounded. To experience this joy, we struggle all our lives. These are truly the divine angels. So much of work is going on silently. Millions are being touched at all levels of their being.
Probably those who are touched the most are the patients. I know of many patients whose lives transform once they step into these portals. Let us hear from a few of them.
అంతటి మెరుగైన సేవలు సౌకర్యాలు కల్పిస్తూ ఆయనకు జీవితాంతం ఈ సృష్టి ఉన్నంత కాలము బాబా బతికుంటాడని నేను స్పష్టంగా చెప్తున్నాను. నేను ఈ సూర్యచంద్రాదులు సూర్యచంద్రులు ఎట్లా వసిపోతున్నారో భగవాన్ కూడా ఒక థర్డ్ పర్సన్ ఇక్కడ ఉంటాడు ఎప్పుడు వెలుగుతూ ఉంటాడు అని నేను స్పష్టంగా చెప్పగలను. ఈ పొద్దు ఇక్కడికి వచ్చిన తర్వాత ఇక్కడ జబ్బుతో నేను ఇంతవరకు బాబా హాస్పిటల్ చనిపోయి పోయి చాలా రేర్ అసలు లేవేమో అనిపిస్తుంది నాకేమో అయితే మా నోటీస్కి వచ్చింది లేదు అది రేర్ అనిపిస్తుంది. అయితే ఇక్కడి నుంచి జీవ ప్రాణాలతో పోయే వాళ్ళు అధిక శాతం పోతున్నారు కానీ ఎవరు చనిపోవడం లేదని స్పష్టంగా నేను చెప్పగలను. నేను ఆరోగ్యం వీళ్ళ యొక్క సూచనలు పాటిస్తే ఆయుష్ ఉన్నాలో బ్రతకగలరని నేను స్పష్టంగా చెప్పగలను.
मेरा नाम जबीउल्लाह है. मैं हिंदुपुर से आया हूँ. मैं ड्राइवर टाटा एसी का ड्राइवर हूँ. 2014 में मेरे गिर जाके थोड़ा पैर को मार लगा था. मैं कहाँ कहाँ पे फिरा, हैदराबाद फिरा, अनाडापुर फिरा, हिंदुपुर में पूरा हॉस्पिटल दिखा दिया लेकिन मेरे को ट्रीटमेंट सीधा नहीं मिला. उसके पैसा खर्चा हुआ. यहाँ हमारा आपा आके गोरेंटले में है, ए पुट्टाबर्ती में सुपर हॉस्पिटल, साई बाबा का सुपर हॉस्पिटल है. हम जाकर देखेंगे, बोले यहाँ गाते हैं मानी अच्छा इज्जत भी है. प्रकाश सर आके उन्होंने आके ऑपरेशन भी किए, सर्जरी भी किए और थोड़ा आठ दिया एक डेढ़ महीना यहाँ पे रख ले के मेरे को ठीक भी करे. मैं कितना पैसा खर्चा करा था उससे चार ने भी फायदा नहीं हुआ. यहाँ पैसा कुछ भी खर्चा नहीं किया यहाँ के, लेकिन यहाँ ठीक हो गया. अब को मेरे को ऑपरेशन में साल हुआ. स्वामी जी पूरा फैसिलिटी अच्छा रखा है, मेडिसिन अच्छा रखा है, डॉक्टर अच्छा रखा है और नर्स है, जो कुछ भी है यहाँ बहुत दिल से मन से बात करके
हम काम दिल से कर रहे थे, यहाँ था फर्स्ट क्लास थी, कहाँ भी नहीं मिलेगा। फ्री होके इतना अच्छा दिख रहेगा तो बहुत ग्रेट। स्वामी जी को कितना भी हैंड्स अप करो बहुत कमी लगेगा, लेकिन बहुत अच्छे आस्पेक्ट।
ओम श्री साई राम। मेरा नाम अनन्या अनुचिंता, मैं उड़ीसा के कंधमाल डिस्ट्रिक्ट के टिकावली एक छोटे से गांव से आई हूँ। मेरे पैदा होने के 21 दिन बाद ही मेरे मम्मी पापा को पता चल गया था कि मैं एक हार्ट पेशेंट हूँ। फाइनेंशियल कंडीशन खराब होने के बावजूद मेरे मम्मी पापा उड़ीसा के हर हॉस्पिटल में लेकर गए और डॉक्टर्स ने यही बोला कि मैं इतने के इतने तारीख तक मेरा डेथ हो जाएगा। फिर अचानक से फुलवानी में एक आदमी हमको मिले जो कि सत्य साई सुपर स्पेशल हॉस्पिटल के बारे में हमको बोले और झट से वो आदमी गायब हो गए। वो कोई आदमी नहीं थे, शायद कोई फरिश्ता या फिर खुद स्वामी ही थे। फिर मेरे मम्मी पापा मुझे यहाँ पे मतलब पुट्टपर्ती लेकर आए और 2011 में चेकअप के लिए लेटर गया। उस टाइम शिवरात्रि के दिन मेरा चेकअप था। चेकअप शुरू हुआ, डॉक्टर पीके दास बोले कि मेरा एंजियोग्राम होगा। मार्च 9 तारीख को मेरा एंजियोग्राम भी हो गया। 28 मार्च को मैं सुपर स्पेशल हॉस्पिटल में एडमिट हुई ऑपरेशन के लिए और 9 अप्रैल को मेरा ऑपरेशन हुआ। ऑपरेशन के एक दिन पहले साईराम मेरे ड्रीम में आए और मुझे बोले, क्योंकि मैं ऑपरेशन के वजह से डर गई, ऑपरेशन के नाम से डर गई थी, इसलिए साईराम बोले कि तुझे कुछ नहीं होगा, मैं तेरे साथ हूँ, डरने की कोई बात नहीं है, मैं तुझे एक प्योर हार्ट दे रहा हूँ, वो मेरी तरफ से तुम्हारे लिए एक गिफ्ट है। और फिर अगले दिन को मेरा ऑपरेशन हुआ और ऑपरेशन के बाद अब ये एक लाइफ, इतनी खूबसूरत और नायाब लाइफ देने के लिए मैं साईराम को बहुत 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 थैंक्स बोलती हूँ। वैसे भगवान किसी का थैंक्स नहीं लेते क्योंकि वो भगवान है, उनके सामने थैंक्स और सॉरी का कोई मायने नहीं होता। और बाकी रहा डॉक्टर्स को इन वर्ड्स में मैं थैंक्स बोलूँ, अगर मैं थैंक्स बोलती भी हूँ तो वो थैंक्स भी उन लोगों के लिए बहुत छोटा सा शब्द हो जाएगा। यहाँ के डॉक्टर्स, सिस्टर्स, स्टाफ सब इतने अच्छे हैं, उनके बिहेव, उनका केयर करना सब इतना अच्छा है कि कोई बीमार आदमी उनकी बातों से ही ठीक हो जाएगा। और जैसे कि मैं एक मेडिकल स्टूडेंट हूँ और मैं यही चाहूँगी कि साईराम, जब आपने मुझे इतनी खूबसूरत जिंदगी दी, इतनी नायाब जिंदगी दी, अब मुझे इतना स्ट्रांग बनाइए, इतना काबिल बना दीजिए कि आपके हॉस्पिटल के डॉक्टर्स की तरह मैं भी बन सकूं और सबको एक अच्छी सेवा दे सकूं।
आह चिल्ड्रन, यू आर बैक। हाउ डू यू फील प्रोफेसर? संतोष,
एवरी सेल इन माई बॉडी फील्स क्लेंस्ड लॉर्ड। आई फील रिसर्जेंट, रिप्लेनिश्ड, रिन्यूड।
Through this hospital, Swami has created a Parasmani, the philosopher's stone. Whoever touches it gets converted into gold. Dear children, for all those doctors and technicians you have met, there are some who are always in the background, silently working. They are the brothers and sisters working in the counseling, engineering, laundry, CSSD, tailoring departments, and several others who offer their seva. Their work is as silent as the electricity that passes through the hospital, as effective as the air conditioners, and as essential as oxygen is to human bodies.
Lord, sometimes we forget to highlight the contribution of these departments, but nothing is out of sight for you.
Just like you, Professor, several personalities have visited this hospital and have been touched by this temple of healing.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I was so delighted today to walk around the hospital after 25 years almost and to see it as if it were built yesterday, the upkeep, the cleanliness. It was just Swami in action. Swami is love, and the love in action through the service and sincerity of all the people in the hospital only brings tears to my eyes. Swami always said, the doctor treats, I heal. And here you can see that spirit pervade this entire building and space and all the people, their minds and hearts. Really, I have no words to say, but this is the true living miracle of Swami.
Om Sai Ram. Swami told that if you lift your hand to help, to serve, to console, to encourage another person, you are lifting the hand to serve God, for God exists in each and every person. I'm glad and delighted to know that these ideals and teachings of Swami are being practiced for the last 25 years at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Prashantigram, Puttaparthi. It's indeed a proud moment for all of us when we are celebrating 25 years of human service in the field of medicine. This esteemed hospital is a gift by Swami to the world, where so many needy patients have benefited. I congratulate all the staff of this hospital for the dedication and their service to Swami and his ideals. I'm sure Swami will continue to provide a lot of strength to all the staff to service him to their heart's content and make their life purposeful, meaningful and holy.
Sai Ram, in my 25 years of international cricket, I met with a lot of injuries, a lot of challenges. And in all those challenges and injuries, there were doctors around me. There were good physios around me to help me. I cannot imagine my career without being helped by them. You know, without their commitment, it's impossible to go out and play the way one does. I want to take this opportunity to thank all the doctors, all the physios, all the people who've helped me for so many years. I remember playing a cricket match in Puttaparthi. It was called Unity Cup, and Baba himself was there, and he graced the occasion, he blessed us. I was fortunate enough to receive a trophy also at the end of the match from him. And whatever time I have been able to spend with Baba and get his blessings, get his advice on various things, is priceless. I want to applaud the doctors' efforts, nurses, the administration for maintaining world-class standards when it comes to treating their patients. It's from the heart and they care about their patients. I'm so sure that you'll continue to do so for years to come. And a big, big congratulations to all of you for completing 25 years.
Earlier this year, a team of assessors had visited our hospital as part of the NABS certification process. They too came, saw, and were conquered by the philosophy. This hospital has acquired the prestigious NABH certification. But far more importantly, members of the assessing team, inspired by this philosophy, have decided to offer some services in their respective hospitals free of cost.
There is something in this place that cannot be described. It can only be experienced.
Interesting you say that, Professor. Dr. Gurumurthy, our esteemed director, also feels the same way.
After I came to this hospital, I started doing plastic surgery work. The amount of complicated cases coming here is enormous. And some of the cases, they have gone to so many places, but they cannot afford, they come here. Some of them, even a major hospital like a tertiary teaching hospital, a case which can be managed but develops some or the other complication, and at the end morbidity will be more, sometimes mortality also will be there. But in this hospital specialties, morbidity is almost nil, mortality is not there. This type of even major surgery done and patient can be discharged in the shortest possible time, it's all by the grace of Swami, we call it as an X factor. All the patients whom we treat here are liable to be totally cured and sent home. This is the specialty of this hospital, which treats both mentally, physically, and spiritually.
This is not a hospital. This is a temple. Because everywhere we go, we see Swami, Swami's sayings, Swami's images, His videos. It feels like He is here all the time, moving through the corridors, wards, operation theaters. And where God is, isn't that a temple?
Wonderfully spoken, Santosh. But let me tell you, Swami wants us to go one step further. Let us hear Dr. Iyer tell us why he thinks this is a temple of healing.
Bhagwan always calls this place temple of healing. Over a period of time I realized whatever today I have by way of so-called knowledge, it was because of the patients. If I didn't have these kind of patients, where would I get the knowledge? Everybody would be sitting at home and doing a postal correspondence course in medicine and getting degrees. The whole field or branch of medicine involves learning from the patients. And here was an institution which Bhagwan has created where there was no dearth of patients as regards number, as regards spectrum. I have had not one, innumerable number of people coming from various parts of this country and coming from abroad telling that 1 week stay in the outpatient of the cardiology department of the hospital, you don't see this spectrum even in 3 years in other places. So what I got today, it came from patients. So I am then the priest. The gods are the patients. These are living gods. And what we are offering by way of so-called treatment, that is the archana or the oblation or the worship you are offering. So it is indeed a temple of healing.
This is truly a living miracle of love, the love of God for man. I have realized that only that knowledge which serves the society is worth acquiring.
I have realized that you are the doctor and healer within me.
I had come to an institution of medicine, but in addition, I have experienced a temple of healing.
I deal with X-ray radiation every day as a radio technologist. What I have learned is that we all must truly radiate Swami's love to the patients.
Nenu pani kosam ikkadiki vachanu kani ee aaspatrilo Swami vari divya sannidhi kuda andindi.
As an electrical engineer, I have realized that Swami is the current that flows through every inch of this hospital and lights up the lives of all of us.
I have joined the hospital to help in healing the patients. In the process, I have been healed.
As a medical administrator and quality coordinator, I realized the Swami has bestowed upon us an opportunity to also grow spiritually and lead a quality life.
I have realized that while I open the bodies, Swami, you put life back into them.
While I manage the operations, you are managing mine. I have realized that you are the one pulsating, beating in my heart, and this heart is yours forever.
He is the doctor. He is the surgeon. He is the patient and the treatment. This is the Satya Sai way, the journey and the destination. That is why this is the SSSIHMS. Sri Satya Sai, I am the heart of medical science.
feeling made of love of God, made by the will of God. This is the temple of healing, filled with faith in God, filled with joy and hope. Karishma ye tera hai, Isa ilaya savera hai. आया सवेरा है, लाखों हजारों का प्यार साई तुझ में ही पाया है. तू ही है आसमां, तू ही है आशियां, तू ही है आसमां, तू ही है आशियां. हर सांस साई है, सांस साई है तू ही जहां. जाति मत कुल भेदालु कान रावु, स्वामी आशय रूपमौ आलयंबु. जाति मत कुल भेदालु कान रावु, ಆಶಯ ರೂಪಮೋ ಆಲಯಂಬು. ಇಲಕು ಮನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಚ್ಛಿನ ದೀವೆನರ, ಇಲಕು ಮನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಚ್ಛಿನ ದೀವೆನರ. ಪ್ರತಿರೋಗಿ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡುನು, ಅಡುಗು ಇಡಗಾನೆ ಬಾಧಲು ಅಡುಗುನಂತು. ಕರಲಿ ವಚ್ಚುಟಕು ಪ್ರತಿರೋಗಿ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡುನು, ಅಡುಗು ಇಡಗಾನೆ ಬಾಧಲು ಅಡುಗುನಂತು. ಪ್ರೇಮತು ಮನಸ್ಸು ವಿಕಸಿಂಚು ದಿನ ದಿನಂಬು, ಪ್ರೇಮತು ಮನಸ್ಸು ವಿಕಸಿಂಚು ದಿನ ದಿನಂಬು. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಾ ಹೃದಯ ವಂದನಾಲು ಅಂದುಕೋಮು, ಮಾನವ ಸೇವಾ ಹಿ ಮಾಧವ ಸೇವಾ ಹೈ, ಜನ ಸೇವಾ ಹಿ ಜನಾರ್ಧನ ಸೇವಾ ಹೈ, ಜನಾರ್ಧನ ಸೇವಾ ಹೈ. ಪರೋಪಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಇದಂ ಶರೀರಂ, ಪರೋಪಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಇದಂ ಶರೀರಂ. ಕರಿಷ್ಮಾ ತೇರಾ ಹೈ, ಕಿಸಾ ಇಲಾಯಾ ಸವೇರಾ ಹೈ. ಕರಿಷ್ಮಾ ತೇರಾ ಹೈ, ಕಿಸಾ ಇಲಾಯಾ ಆಸಮಾ, ತೂ ಹೀ ಹೈ ಆಶಿಯಾ. ಹರ ಸಾಂಸ್
Come on. जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।